Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Finish school and not sure what's next? Explore further education and training options at thisisfet.ie.
Brian, thank you very much. The continuing accommodation crisis for Ukrainian refugees arriving into the country is still causing huge concern in government. This morning's Irish Times reports that the Department of Children has requested urgent access to any suitable vacant or unused buildings across government departments, agencies or state-funded bodies. And I'm joined now by Jennifer Bray, political correspondent with the Irish Times. Jennifer, thank you for joining us this morning. Now, we know that this issue was the focus of a meeting between senior officials yesterday. How much concern would you say there is in government that we're reaching capacity now for refugees fleeing the Russian invasion?
There is significant concern in government that, in fact, not only are we reaching capacity, but we've gone past that point. We know we saw the stories last weekend of a number of refugees who arrived into Dublin Airport and effectively had nowhere to go. So effectively, what I've heard from my sources in government is that there is significant concern, particularly about this coming weekend. The alarm, I suppose, is the fact that the government expects a lot more Ukrainian refugees and other people seeking international protection to arrive into the country at a time when they actually haven't managed to source extra beds for them. So there was a meeting yesterday of senior officials, senior government officials, and they agreed that they needed to do another major push to find any available accommodation. And an email went out from the Department of Taoiseach, which talked about how the Department of Children are requesting urgent access to any suitable vacant or unused buildings. This could be from government departments, could be from agencies, could be from state-funded bodies. Basically, any building where they can go and set up facilities inside to shelter people who are seeking refuge when they arrive into the airport. Now, there was a hope, hope might be the wrong word, but a belief in government that there was a trend that basically there were less refugees arriving into the country. And perhaps this was because they were hearing the plea from government that there was no available accommodation. But that trend appeared to end with 202 refugees arriving into the country on Tuesday, which was up from 167 who arrived into Ireland between last Sunday and Monday. And the anxiety basically is that this number will continue to rise coming into the weekend, and that there is no effective or available accommodation available, and that actually what we could see this weekend could be worse than last weekend.
So people are still coming, despite even the Ukrainian embassy here warning people that there would be they wouldn't be guaranteed free housing on arrival in Ireland. The ambassador was asked to get that message out there, was she, by the Irish government?
Yeah, there was a meeting between the Irish government and the ambassador. And I know the ambassador has expressed some unhappiness about the fact that, you know, we are in this situation. But that, I think that message that you mentioned there went out on Twitter. But notwithstanding that, you know, that scramble is still on. But people are still arriving out of necessity. And the government is finding itself in a very tight spot where it's being asked to explain how it is going to deal with this situation long term. And it's actually really struggling to come up with an answer. So we have heard that there might be an incorporeal cabinet meeting today to discuss kind of medium to long term options. Looks like at this point, Claire, that actually that might be tomorrow. We hope to find out a little bit more in the afternoon. But even those measures, such as doubling the €400 payment to those housing Ukrainians to €800, even those are kind of longer term options. They don't really deal with the, you know, the immediate issue arising this weekend.
Okay, so this weekend could see a lot of pressure coming to bear on accommodation, which is already stretched. The other issue I wanted to talk to you about is this Irish Times poll that you have, Irish Times Ipsos poll. Now, it does show that Sinn Féin is pretty much way ahead, I think it's fair to say, at 35%. But there's some positives for the coalition parties in there as well, Jennifer.
Yeah, I would describe it as a hint of good news for the government parties in this morning's Irish Times Ipsos opinion poll. So all three coalition parties are seeing a slight rebound in their support. Now, this is since our last poll in the summer in July. So we have Fine Gael with a 4-point increase to 22%, Fianna Fáil with a 1-point increase to 21%, and the Green Party also have a 1-point increase to 4%. But before anyone in any of these three parties gets ahead of themselves, Sinn Féin are still way ahead of the pack on 35%, and that's down just 1 point. There was another positive, though, for the coalition in that satisfaction with the government has increased by 9 points to 40% in comparison to July. So that's a significant bounce, I think.
Yeah, but I mean, as you say there, Sinn Féin ahead at 35%. It's 13 points ahead of their nearest rival.
Exactly. And I think as well, if you look at Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou McDonald's own satisfaction ratings, you know, she's tied with Taoiseach Micheál Martin as the most popular leader in the country. They're both standing at 45%. And even if you kind of drill down into some of the details. I mean, there are very few demographic groupings where Sinn Féin do not take the top spot. So, you know, namely that'd be the over 65s and the AB socioeconomic group. But if you look, you know, down to the younger voters, those brackets, Sinn Féin are by far ahead of the other party, and they appear to be continuing to make gains. And that's what political statistics look at, really, isn't it? It's the trend. And the trend remains with Sinn Féin.
For the coalition parties, though, and we mentioned the little increase there that they're experiencing across the board, is that attributed to the budget?
I think it is. Yeah, I think, you know, we saw in September there was a budget that was delivered a month earlier. Effectively, it was 11 billion euros. And I think there's a feeling in government that if they can't get a budget bounce out of an 11 billion euro budget, then there really, really is a problem. And it could also be the fact that if you look across the politics, across the water, kind of the international situation politically as well, what we see here is a much more stable situation. Now, whether people credit the current government with that, it remains to be seen. But you'd have to wonder whether it was the perhaps satisfaction with the place the economy is in to weather the different storms that we are seeing and that lay on the horizon.
Jennifer, thank you very much. Jennifer Bray there from the Irish Times. Coming up next, the Pope warns priests and nuns to beware of watching online pornography. We'll get the latest from Rome.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.